This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. More of Michigan's businesses are beginning to reopen. Maybe it's a good idea to recap who's doing what. Restaurants and bars all over the state now have the option of resuming dine-in service with some limitations and protections for staff. If you go outside, you might actually hear the crack of a bat because amateur sports teams can get back to practicing as long as they do so outside. House cleaners are allowed to resume their jobs, although one can only imagine what they're going to find when they do. Drive-in movies can be open for business. Movie houses and cineplexes are open up north. However, most people still have to watch Netflix at home. And salons and barbers still closed for just a few more days. You have so many more options to go out and get things done right now. But that's going to mean many workers putting themselves out there. While infection rates have plummeted, the COVID-19 pandemic is still very much happening. Some workers are scared to get that email or phone call from the boss saying, "We can't keep paying your unemployment if you don't come back to work now." Gabrielle Bussell is a bartender at Arbor Brewing Company in downtown Ann Arbor. That is to say, she was, until the pandemic drove her into unemployment and ultimately closed the location she worked at. Gabrielle, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much for having me and for letting me talk about our issues as service industry workers right now.
So what were your initial thoughts when the governor announced that bars and restaurants could reopen?
I think more than anything, I was pretty shocked. I think a lot of people were. Just the fact that it happened a week earlier than what it sounded like it was going to be intended, and really in that sense, giving people a lot less time to prepare for reopening and the safety guidelines that need to be followed. And I was honestly, beyond that, on a personal note, quite terrified that we would be reopening so soon. And I think a lot of service industry workers are feeling the same way right now, going back to work. I don't think anybody anticipated such an early announcement like that.
For those who haven't had the pleasure, could you explain what your work environment is like, I guess, in terms of population density?
Well, so I'm laid off of work right now, and I was employed at the Ann Arbor location for Arbor Brewing Company. But when I was there, we would see all types of customers come through, whether that was townies, whether that was, when the students are in town, college students. We see a lot of people coming into town traveling for medical reasons. A lot of people from the U of M hospital ended up coming through town.
What about in terms of your personal space while you're working?
So I would say as a bartender, especially at the pub that I was working at, there definitely was a decent amount of space between people as you're behind the bar. But ultimately, especially if you're a server, having some sort of distance between yourself and customers can be pretty difficult. And especially as a bartender, a server, a manager, anybody in this sort of environment, especially in the front of house, we often have to deal with drunk and disorderly customers and people who want to get up in your face. And it can be very challenging. And I can imagine especially challenging now, despite these guidelines that have been put into place.
Yeah. Have you been asked to go back to work?
So initially we were kind of getting asked like, "Oh, are you thinking about coming back to work?" And my answer was more or less, not really, but maybe depending on, how things go and when the reopen happens. And then we got the news of the pub closing down. And since then, they've offered positions for us at the other locations, but they've made it clear that if we don't feel comfortable returning to work just yet, that they were fine with that and that they would allow us to retain our unemployment for the time being. But I definitely can speak to the fact that, other people in the group that I've spoken with have said that they've been given the ultimatum by their employers, as to whether or not they want to come back to work. If they don't want to come back to work, yeah, they're not going to be able to retain their benefits in the meantime.
Well, what have you been told about what safety procedures will be in place for those who do come back?
Personally, from our company, we got an email with a list of all the different procedures that will they'll be taking up. And they're all very much in line with what those guidelines have been as far as, you know, keeping tables, you know, 6 feet apart and employees wearing masks and that sort of thing, the standard sort of stuff for that.
You started a Facebook group that's grown to 2,500 people who work in the service industry.
Yeah.
What are you hearing from people about their concerns or just, you know, whether or not they're actually going back to work?
Right. So I took a poll on the page and the majority of people said that they're not ready to go back. They don't feel comfortable. You know, the second sort of most amount of people said that they had concerns. They had mixed feelings about it. And very few people actually said that they were absolutely ready to come back to work. You know, some people are immunocompromised or they are caring for people who are immunocompromised or they have children. And luckily, we did find out that they can get a doctor's note and have the opportunity to stay home and collect unemployment in the meantime. But beyond that, I mean, for example, one person that I know told me that, you know, her husband has cancer and she was able to get a doctor's note and stay home, but essentially has been given an ultimatum with a position that she had and being told that since she isn't going to be able to come in, I mean, them being very understanding about her situation, but saying, look, like, sorry, but you can't keep this position, which is a position that happened to be the most lucrative one for her. And I'm hearing a lot of people saying, you know, we can't trust our employers to follow these guidelines and we can't, you know, we don't trust that, you know, even if we report them that something's going to be done about this. I mean, the service industry just generally is not known for being kind to its workers. Just overall, I think there are great business owners who have their workers' concerns in mind, you know, locally and otherwise, but yeah, a lot of people are not feeling so great about all of this just generally.
Gabby, one thing that we've heard from a couple of different people, from public officials and even some in the medical profession, is that COVID-19 is just going to be a reality for the time being. I guess I wonder if that is the case, is it possible or do you worry about the service industry being something that people can only do for work if they are young and healthy and don't have dependents? Or that it might become the kind of job that people go to when they don't have any choice, when they really do have to work?
You know, I definitely think these are concerns to think about. I think, you know, this unfortunately will be a time where a lot of employers will say, you know, oh, you know, we don't want to, you know, continue supporting people who, you know, can't come back to work for these reasons. You know, I think the face of the service industry just generally is going to change very, very much after all of this, during it and, you know, quote unquote, after all of this. And I'm hoping that, you know, it doesn't get to the case that people, you know, only quote unquote, young, healthy people will be working this, because there are many, many people who've been working in this industry for a long time, from a variety of ages, with a variety of situations at home, with family, with children, and with a variety of conditions that are more than capable of doing the job. But I think that there needs to be a lot more put into place, not just for the workers, but for the general health of the public as well.
Yeah. You've started a petition to extend the closure for Washtenaw County. What are you calling for?
So, in this petition, we're asking that the closure of dine-in services and restaurants and bars be extended in Washtenaw County, and we're calling on the Board of Commissioners to grant this. And sort of as a secondary part, we're asking that if people are forced to work in these establishments, that they be provided with health care and hazard pay.
Have you heard anything about it?
So we have 650 signatures so far, and I've heard more often than not positive responses, people saying, yes, this is a huge concern, not just for workers, but for the community. And I've heard a little bit of pushback. I mean, I imagine that, you know, small business owners, you know, the ones that are able to right now are very gung-ho about reopening. And they, you know, I understand that small businesses have been suffering right now too. And I definitely feel for them, you know, pretty much what we say in the petition, that despite these government regulations for safety and health in restaurants and bars, I mean, customers cannot wear masks when they're eating and drinking. Drunk and difficult customers are not going to be easy to control, and they're not going to be very likely to follow these guidelines. And then on top of that, I mean, we're talking about the fact that experts have shown that air conditioning systems in public buildings actually spread COVID droplets. And I think more importantly in all of this, looking at the data in states that have reopened restaurants and businesses overall, there have been spikes in deaths and cases for COVID-19. So, you know, we don't want to contribute to that death toll in the meantime. Not for people just to come and have dinner and beer, you know, at a bar or restaurant. It's not worth it.
Gabrielle Bussell is a bartender in Ann Arbor pre-COVID. You can find her at Arbor Brewing downtown. Gabby, thanks for your time.
Thank you.